You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Hey, it's a bonus episode. Welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, and this is your 2016 year in preview.
What?
Did I say year in preview? That's not right.
A year in preview?
It's your movie guide for the year of sorts and ways. You know what? It's not going to be complete because it's the beginning of the year, and there's actually not a lot on the schedule for the end of the year. So we'll get to the second half of the year pretty quickly, actually. It's going to fly at the end. That's what I'm saying. Get ready for it. Co-host Drew Cogburn's here. Drew, how you doing?
What up, dude?
How's it going? You got a big old thing in your face.
I do. This is a giant pop screen.
But we're getting ready. Your P's and your B's, bro.
My P's and my B's.
Oh, we didn't stop that one.
Won't stop, can't stop now.
Went right through the filter.
Went right through it. Oh, it was a nice thought, but I guess these things aren't. It said professional on them. Coming back. Last time he was on, 4 months ago, he was here for our Back to the Future bonus episode, and that was great. So he's back for another bonus episode. One of our favorite guests. He is a standing up comedian, but right now he's sitting down. Spanish Peter Lima is here. How's it going?
Oh, Peter Lima.
Spanish Peter.
Hey. What's up, Spanish Peter?
Please don't call
me that. You ever go by Peter ever in your life?
Never.
Always been Pedro?
Always Pedro. At one point, it wanted me to change my name.
Who's they? Like the management type?
The man. When you do stand up, they say change your name because it's too ethnic.
Sure.
So you're going to get pigeonholed.
Yeah.
And I was gonna go with I actually was gonna go with Pete instead of Peter.
Okay.
And then use my grandmother's last name, which is Italian.
So what would it have been?
It would have been Pete Maristani.
That's still a little too ethnic if you ask me.
But it's more Italian to anything.
Yeah, more Italian.
I go there and it's like I still have a fucking accent. And people start calling me Pete. I'm not gonna turn around.
I'm still brown. It's not a Martin Sheen situation where you can get away with it.
I wish I was browner, dude. I'm the lightest.
I don't know, man. I'm
like a both of you.
Like you and me are in
white ass motherfuckers.
We're in the white spectrum.
Yeah.
My accent. I mean, shit. I'm as dark as you guys.
You are.
Come on.
This guy, he's got Greek in him or something.
What the dark hair? Field or something?
The Moors, dude.
The Moors. Got his Irish background or whatever. They came through and fucked some shit up.
Literally.
No, we're the reason why Will Ferrell can play a Spanish guy in a movie and no one blinks.
Yeah, that movie was... I didn't even bother.
You didn't bother? I saw it. I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
It was cute. It was a telenovela movie. Yeah, so cheesy. I knew what I was getting myself into. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about Puerto Ricans in movies. Because if we did, that'd be a very quick conversation.
Yes. Raul Julia's dead.
Raul Julia's dead. Benicio del Toro's still playing Mexicans. Show's over. So now we're doing our 2016 year preview. You're here to help us out, dude. We're going to talk about pretty much every weekend of the year, starting with this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, every movie that's coming out. But like I said, it's heavy for the first half of the year. By the time we get to September, October, there's only a few things on the schedule right now.
Yeah, it's just like me in this episode. It's going to be strong in the beginning, and I'm just going to phase out.
Yeah, you know what? That's the Cinema Crespediso promise. Has been from the beginning. And trust me, one day this thing will just fizzle out. So, Drew, man, let's just
What's going on? What's the exciting thing for this?
Yeah.
January 22nd.
Because right now, it is already two-thirds away to January. Sorry, guys. We're not
so
on
now
right
is
away.
When they start hauling out the movies.
This weekend.
Not now.
This weekend.
Not the good ones.
Dirty Grandpa. With Robert De Niro and Zac Efron.
No interest. No. Tell you Zero. Why. Tell you why.
Why?
There's a movie, Bad Grandpa, already.
Yeah.
So when I saw Dirty Grandpa, I'm like... Did they just remake the Johnny Knoxville thing into?
That's what I thought first. I thought it was gonna be like a even more like fake, you know, because it's like they mix written scenes with actual stunts. I thought the whole thing was gonna be written like
this is just,
you know,
Grandpa
scripted.
Goes to spring break.
Here's another thing: Robert De Niro in comedies hasn't been working since Analyze This.
Yeah, since the late 90s. Yeah. I mean, when he does something like The King of Comedy, which is like comedy, but like in a, you know, a fucked up Scorsese sort of way, it works great.
But that was early 80s.
That was when he was still amazing.
But even Meet the Fockers was decent, but to me it was like...
That's when you saw about like getting milked. That's when that started happening. But then Analyze This or Analyze That. I don't know. That was the beginning
which
of the downfall.
Which was the first one?
Analyze This was the first one.
It was the first. Yeah, that one was good.
And then the sequels, obviously. No, I mean, never...
Yeah.
Comedy sequels are never good, except for
The Godfather.
22 Jump Street. And The Godfather is hilarious. Yeah.
Godfather, you see, oh, before we go into so movies, HBO.
Too late, we go ahead.
HBO. This show's about fucking movies. HBO just released Godfather Epic.
Yes, I read about that.
Which they put it in order.
Okay. The first two movies in chronological.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so it's like the Robert De Niro scenes from Godfather 2, and then...
we go into Godfather 1,
and then and then it goes to all the Al Pacino scenes at the end of Godfather 2. So it's all in order. They also put in cut scenes that were deleted.
Yeah.
And it's 7 hours. 7 hours.
I'm in hour two.
You have to watch it that way.
Yeah, right? I was about to say.
I've seen The Godfather so many times. Man. That I can just, but I want to catch the scenes that weren't there before.
Yeah, so then you got to watch the whole thing and be like, what is, that scene where you ordered the pizza, that was definitely cut out of the movie. Good thing they put that
there. There were some unnecessary scenes there.
I have a feeling most of the deleted scenes are going to be kind of unnecessary to justify the whole thing. But you know what? It gets people talking about goddamn classic films.
Yeah.
And I mean, shit.
It still holds up.
Yeah, it's amazing. Of course it does. Those movies are amazing. And Godfather 3 is amazingly bad.
It's so bad. In comparison. It's like, I have rules in my house. Movies that don't exist in the canon.
Okay, these are?
Rocky V.
Oh, sure. Doesn't even exist for Stallone.
It doesn't exist in the canon. It was a dream. Yeah. It doesn't exist.
And that's how he would prefer.
what is the other one? The Godfather 3. And, oh my God, there was another movie out there. Because I told my kid, we don't speak about
it. And because you don't speak of it now, it's not coming to mind right away.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars?
That's this guy.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Those three movies don't exist.
Yeah, this guy refuses to...
No, they don't exist.
Never happened.
No. Yeah, I wish it could never happen. You know what I wish never happened for me? Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Ooh.
That Desperado sequel
with Johnny Depp. Desperado was so good.
Desperado was amazing. And even El Mariachi before his $7,000 movie was mad tight. And then I was like, oh my God, they're doing a kind of a bigger budget sequel. And it's going to have all these actors. It's amazing.
I remember me and Angel Rivera went to see, we saw the Mariachi when Desperado came out. We went day one. That movie was shit.
It's so good. Talking about holding up, that's one I watched recently. Yeah. It's like, this shit works. It's still so good. Goddamn Summer Hayek. Still.
So, she's still here.
Still. Dirty Grandpa, fuck that.
Dirty Grandpa. Ank.
Nope.
Also, The Fifth Wave.
The Fifth Wave.
With Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Another one of these dystopian youth.
Don't care.
Young adult novels.
MTV Teen Wolf.
Is that who it is? MTV Teen Wolf?
I don't know.
Oh, it is that vein, though.
It feels like MTV Teen Wolf.
That's who they're selling to.
Yeah, I
just want to know what happens to Wave 1 through 4.
And that's all in the trailer.
They talk about it.
It's all in the trailer.
It's like the trailer. It's like Leonard Part 9.
Part 6.
No, but they tell you what Wave 1 is, Wave 2
is. Yeah, Wave 1 is like they showed up. Wave 2 was like the infection. Yeah. You weren't paying attention to that trailer?
Not.
The 8 times you saw it? Yep. Yeah, you know what? I can't blame you. Because it doesn't look that good.
Nope.
But the fifth wave is what? It's the final wave? Is that what's supposed to be killing them all?
Sure.
I have no idea. Yeah. Anyway. Between that and Dirty Grandpa.
That chick.
I have more
that
of a chance
chick
to see
I
the
had
wave.
So much. I thought that chick was going to be our Natalie Portman.
Chloe Grace Moretz?
Yes.
She still has time. She's only 17 or 18.
Is it?
Yeah, she's young.
So cute. She has to make some better choices in movies.
She does.
Take everything, girl.
She was in The Equalizer.
Was she?
Yeah. She was the girl that
she was in Carrie, too. How did that one go?
That did not work.
No,
so
no,
well.
Not
nor,
good.
Nor did Kick Ass 2. Uh-uh. Or, what was the other one she did? I can't remember. Oh, Dark Shadows wasn't very good. But she was good in it. That movie kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I saw it. Yeah. I know that one. The one Johnny.
She was
another wacky character.
It's like, oh, what a surprise. And she was a werewolf girl. I thought she was right. Movie sucked though.
Okay, so far 2 weeks of two sucky movies.
No, that's also this weekend.
Oh, that's just one weekend.
Yeah.
Jesus. Also,
they're dumping the suck on you.
Also, The Boy comes out.
Oh, horror movie about the haunted porcelain doll that a girl has to babysit and the.
Hey, what's the? Let me get the hot girl from Walking Dead. Which one? The only one that's still remaining.
That one.
Yeah, put her in a movie.
Uh huh. That's what they did.
A cheap one. Yeah. A really cheap one. And then put it out in January so people go see it. Because there's nothing else out.
Yeah.
You want to see that or Dirty Grandpa?
Neither.
Exactly.
Neither.
But it's happening. That movie's going to make some
Let's
money.
Just watch Fitzcarraldo this week.
Fitzcarraldo.
What the hell is Fitzcarraldo?
Fitzcarraldo is a Werner Herzog film from the mid-70s.
Oh, my God.
In which I just
Werner
got
Werner Herzog.
Yeah, Werner Herzog. I just got it on Blu-ray, and it's a movie in which a character, he's trying to get to a section of the Amazon where there's a bunch of rubber trees, and he wants to mine those trees to make money so he can build an opera house, so he can bring a world-famous opera singer to Brazil or something like that. Long story short, he gets these rubber trees. He has to go down a river, stop at along the river, and then he has to traverse a mountain. He has to drag his boat over the mountain. That's what the character has to do. So in the movie, in the 70s, in order to get the special effect of dragging a boat over the mountain, Werner Herzog had to drag a boat over a mountain.
I drag a boat.
Uh-huh. We have to drag the boat over.
And nature destroyed him on the way.
We must defeat nature and drag this boat.
My favorite Werner Herzog, there's two parts that I like Werner Herzog.
Uh-huh.
There's a movie called The Grand.
I haven't seen that one.
Where he plays the German.
Wow, what a stretch.
He's a poker player.
Okay, yeah.
Has to kill an animal to feel alive. And he just...
Sounds right.
In one of the scenes, he describes... he checks into the hotel and they go...
That's awesome.
They go, yeah, no animals allowed. His line is, they won't be here for long. Oh, wow. And then they do the document. For me to feel alive, I feel I must kill something every day.
Is this a comedy?
It's a comedy. Okay. Dude, it's hilarious. It's one of the best.
Sounds great.
I'm going to watch it just for Herzog. Yeah. What's the other
and,
thing?
And Grizzly Man, when he's disgusted listening to the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to listen to you fucking cunt. Why couldn't you share that with the world?
And instead, he's going to show you him
his
listen
reaction.
To it. Yeah. So
I bet you he still has it.
Do you want to see an old man leaning forward and holding his ears to his head as he holds the headphones?
I bet you he still has it.
He probably does.
He still has it.
He's like, I must remind myself of death in order to feel alive.
To feel alive.
I love that guy.
He's so great.
So I guess we might watch that. We'll see. What's coming out? And that's this weekend?
That's this weekend.
All right, let's get started with February. First weekend of February. Go. Boom.
January 29th, actually.
January 29th. Last week of January. Go.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Thank you, China, for that.
Kids will like it.
Only reason they made it is because that second one made a shit ton of money in China. So, you know what? I'll see. I like the first one. The second one was okay.
I didn't even know that there was a second one.
Yeah, it was.
it wasn't as good, but it made so much money in China.
Well, get it out before Zootopia comes out, because that's going to fucking kick ass.
That is going to kick ass. That's in a couple months, I think.
Also, The Finest Hours with Chris Pine.
True life telling of a Coast Guard mission in which a freighter in a storm somehow breaks in half, and half of it is still floating with a bunch of sailors on it. And the Coast Guard's got to go out and save these sailors.
There's only one Coast Guard movie, and that's with Ashton Kutcher
and Kevin Costner. What's that one called?
It's the Coast Guard movie.
The Coast Guard movie.
The Coast Guard movie. That one, yeah, that is a lame-ass movie. It is the only Coast Guard movie, isn't
it? That's it. We only need one Coast Guard movie in Hollywood.
Well, now we got one with Chris Pine. You're welcome. And Casey Affleck. You're welcome twice.
He's back?
He's one of the guys on the ship that's floating on the water.
Good for you, Casey.
I like Casey.
He's good. He's a good guy.
Right. Also that weekend, 50 Shades of Black.
Oh, God. I just had a conversation about this.
Yes.
Did you?
Was it
a positive one?
Okay, Wayans, listen. We get it. You guys can spoof. But can you write something original that it's not tagging on into something else?
I don't think so. Even their greatest movie, Don't Be a Menace, is still it's the same thing. It was just the beginning of it all.
Keenan wrote I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and that's somewhat original.
It's a spoof of a genre, but movie-wise, while there's still specific references, it's hanging on its own.
Correct.
As opposed to something
but
like
that. But what these guys do is they see Boys in the Hood, and they'll be like, all right, let's make fun of that, let's make this guy, but don't leave everything and say, come on.
And leave all the story elements in place. Yeah, that's what all the scary movies are, right? They wrote the first two or three of them.
Then they got sued, and...
And that's how the Zuckers got it?
Yep.
And then they started making them, and they proved, actually, no one can make a good scary movie. No. Not with the way we do them. Not with the way anyone does them. These are all terrible. I do remember seeing the first one.
Too many spoofs comedy. They just ruined the genre, pretty much.
Spoofs are hard to do. They're really hard to do.
A good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just ask, Mel Brooks. You know, not all of his were successful.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so... But
Spaceballs 2 is coming up?
Man, I want Spaceballs 3.
The Quest for Spaceballs 2.
Okay. I'm down for that.
The Searcher Part 2.
It's like Tanks Killing.
Thanksgiving?
You never seen Thanksgiving?
Or I've heard, I thought you said Thanksgiving. Because I'm imagining.
The one with the
turkey. I'm imagining a Thanksgiving themed horror film in which.
Yes!
No, but in which tanks come alive. like in Maximum Overdrive and they start blowing people up.
Write it down. We're going to write that movie.
We'll write that one. No, Thanksgiving, the one with the turkey.
With the turkey.
And it's like movies like that.
They were
supposed
to make a sequel. It was going to be Thanksgiving 3. The search for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Same.
Oh, man. Those guys are stealing Mel Brooks' well-publicized joke.
Nothing got greenlighted. So.
Yeah, of course not. It's Thanksgiving. And neither will Spaceballs.
Okay.
And.
Still in January.
Homeboys, Natalie Portman, Jane Got a Gun.
Natalie Portman
what
in a Western.
What is this about?
Yep.
Natalie Portman in a Western.
Is this
in
Oklahoma? Wait, let me guess.
Guess. Here we go.
A
guess
woman
the plot
goes to. The woman gets savagely assaulted in the street. And she goes to a local Walmart and purchases a gun. And the power of the gun makes her just go crazy and start killing people at random to feel alive.
You are wrong.
And so she can theoretically rape the rapist back with her dick gun.
Jodie Foster produced.
a woman asks her ex-lover for help in order to save her outlaw husband from a gang out to kill him.
It's a period piece?
Well, it's a Western.
It's a Western.
Yeah. Who's the director of this one?
Gavin O'Connor.
Gavin O'Connor has two movies coming out this year. It's the guy who did Warrior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is a good movie.
I'm in.
That's a good movie.
I'm in.
But this movie, he made it like two or three years ago.
So it's been in the can for a while.
It's been in the can, but because of whatever company produced it, like went bankrupt before it could come out, or whoever's going to distribute it went out of business, and the movie was in like legal limbo for a few years before they even knew who had the rights to
release it. Put it out. Let's get whatever scraps we can get.
But now it's gotten to that point where they finally have a distributor, they can finally release it, and they're just like, all right, we just got to get this thing out there.
All right.
So who knows if it'll actually be good or not. We'll see. Is that it for January?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Come on, February. Let's go strong.
Yeah. Turn it around, February.
We are going strong. February 5th, Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar.
That's how you got to say it. It's got an exclamation point at the end.
The new Coen Brothers movie.
Coen Brothers, Joel Ethan Coen. Pedro, are you a fan? Raised in Arizona.
I always confuse the...
Big Lebowski.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? No Country for Old Men.
I'm in.
I feel like there's a butt.
What's that? Didn't they do the Brad Pitt movie, Burn Before Reading?
Burn After Reading.
Yes. Burn After Reading.
They did that. This is a comedy, so for straight comedy, Burn After Reading was that. So was The Lady Killers.
So was this.
And so was Intolerable Cruelty, which is their romantic comedy.
Intolerable Cruelty. That movie was intolerable.
That's the shit.
Cruel.
Take that.
Why? Okay, brothers, listen. The Sucker Brothers do comedy. The Coen Brothers do that drama shit. And you guys do the drama stuff good.
They do dark comedy well. Fargo's a dark comedy. It's a satire.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You know? I don't know.
Intentional comedy. And then Scarlett Johansson, AJ Hart. Oh, I just want to... her sexiness just depletes when she does...
When she goes for sultry, like over the top sultry,
it's like, come on,
just be natural about it. That's the thing with this movie because it is taking place. It looks like during the 30s or 40s Hollywood.
Yeah.
So they're going for a very specific 50s Hollywood. They're going for a very specific thing, and obviously it's going to be exaggerated. So everyone's going to be talking crazy. Everything's going to be like a little stiff and weird because they're trying to replicate movies from that time period.
So it's like when people when people talk like movie style until Brando came in and fucked everything up.
Even Humphrey Bogart was like bumbling his way through some stuff. People don't give him enough credit for trying to break that a little bit. He did have a little bit of that.
But Brando destroyed
Brando
said, I'm done with this.
It's like, you got the camera on my face. What are we discreet?
Why aren't you talking like this, fella?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
James Dean, too, a little bit.
Yeah, towards, yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, what are you rebelling against? What do you got? The old rebel without a clue. I love the Coen Brothers. I love almost everything they do. So when this movie comes out, I'm letting everyone know. When this movie comes out and I do my review that weekend, I've already convinced myself now that I'm going to love it. So I'm like this movie is great. It's Hail Caesar, blah, blah, blah. And then in a couple years, maybe not even that long, but it might take a while for there to be a critical reappraisal with distance and time where I might actually love it. You'll never know. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
You can't trust
me. Is there a director that does no wrong for you?
At this point,
the Coen brothers.
The Coens and David Fincher. I love all of his movies until I don't. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, watching it. I even like the original one that much. And then watching
David Fincher's the one that does movies with Bradley Cooper and
David O. Russell.
Oh, that's the dude.
That's David O. Russell. Okay. Him on the war.
He's going down.
Yeah, it's been.
His stuff has not been good lately.
It's been okay.
Silver Lining Playbook wasn't good?
I liked it all right enough.
That was decent.
American Hustle is pretty forgettable. Like, I already forgot that
movie. Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, that's. I agree. Yeah, American Hustle was cool, but it wasn't like. Oh, no, I wanna substance see it whatsoever. Again.
Exactly. Yeah. No staying power at all.
Yeah.
This one, Joy, that came out was. It's all right. It was weird. Huckabees, I Heart Huckabees is still my favorite David O. Russell movie.
Of course.
And a lot of people hate that movie because it's so...
It's an existential comedy, that's why.
It's so ridiculous. There are a few directors who I'm like, I'm a total mark for them.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna turn off for their shit, and I'll be like, this is great. And then later I'll be like, all right, maybe it wasn't so great. The Wachowskis. I'll show for anything the Wachowskis do, and I'll love it. And then I'll be like, all
right, the Wachowski siblings?
Yeah. Yes. And then maybe I'll be like, after a little while, I'll be like, all right, maybe Jupiter Ascending wasn't that good.
Jupiter Ascending wasn't that good.
We've already been over that. Trailer was horrible.
I thought the trailer was good. The trailer was fine. The movie was horrible.
The movie had no idea
what Channing Tatum as a blind...
It has a blonde dog... Blog duck dog thing.
With elf ears.
He's a dog hunter guy with those badass light roller skates.
Yes,
it was like Starlight Express. It was like Starlight Express in the air.
I want the super boots.
Yeah, the boots, the gravity boots. Yeah, but they look like roller skates.
Yeah. Totally,
they should have been roller skates. What were you talking about? Well, Coen Brothers. I'm gonna like this movie. Spoiler alert.
It'll be good.
Okay.
Anything else coming out that weekend?
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Oh, that looks like shit.
Yes, it does.
Looks really
bad. I didn't even see a trailer for it. So
they just started showing trailers for it. Starting from The Revenant, as a matter of fact. Saw a trailer for that. Yeah, and it's Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
But then with zombies.
Yeah.
And it looks stupid. And it's not even like Pride and Prejudice.
It's like Abraham Lincoln Zombie Hunter.
Vampire Hunter. It's the exact same author of those books. Seth Graham Greene. He wrote both of those books. And it looks like a whack-ass movie. I could see how it would work in book form, but in movie form. No, they failed. So I go see Hail Caesar. What else is going on?
That's the end for that weekend.
Okay, next.
February 12th.
Super Bowl weekend? No.
No, that was the week before.
So Hail Caesar's coming out Super Bowl weekend? Yep. Oh, they have no faith in that movie. It's not good.
They know.
Damn it.
How to Be Single comes out.
Oh, Dakota... Johnson and Rebel Wilson,
correct?
Pass.
And Alison Brie.
The trailers
and Leslie Mann.
Pretty terrible.
Yes, it is. Gotta say, Zoolander 2 comes out.
Zoolander. Don't know how they didn't call it Zoolander. Oh, nope. Two comedies that same weekend.
Zoolander. That's number two. Actually, three technically, because Deadpool comes out that weekend too.
Oh, Deadpool's gonna destroy.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Think so?
Oh yeah. You know how long people have been waiting for this?
That's Valentine's weekend.
And that's also Valentine's weekend.
Yeah. So everyone's going to go see, probably the chicks are going
to... The chicks are going to want to go see the chick movie.
Yeah.
No, the chicks are going to want to see Ryan Reynolds.
Not with crazy prune face killing people.
Yeah, they're not going to want to see Deadpool.
They're not going to want to see Deadpool. They don't want to see that.
I'm going to let you know. If your girl wants to go see Deadpool, props to you, because you got a cool ass chick.
Yeah, your girl wants to go see Deadpool. Put a ring on that.
Yeah, I'm taking my wife to see Deadpool. She has no idea what the fuck Deadpool is.
That's fine.
That's because I'm taking her and my daughter to go see this shit.
Yep.
It's because you're a great man, Pedro.
I am.
That's why you're a great man.
I took my kid to see Straight Outta Compton. I still get props for that.
It's a great movie.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Great movie. Good. And gave him a bit of a history lesson.
Yeah, no, she did. She's into gangster rap now.
But then did you fill her in on the beatings afterwards? Like, by the way,
Dr. Dre beats women. Wife.
Yeah, she knows about that stuff. Cool. That's fine. But she goes, but it's so good music.
Yeah, it is.
It's so good.
It is.
It's
no wonder he got the beats.
It's almost like not fair.
Beats by Dre.
It's almost not fair making a movie with NWA music about NWA because the music's so good. The same thing with the James Brown movie.
Yeah.
James Brown movie didn't even have to be that good.
Because the music
featured
awesome.
A whole bunch of James Brown music. Yeah. And like a great Chadwick Boseman performance as James Brown. It's like, this movie's great. It's James Brown.
Chadwick's just doing every black guy there is.
Whatever's out there.
Jackie Robinson. Who wants to do it? Chadwick.
Chadwick. It's like, now we need the complete opposite
person. We need to do James Brown. Chadwick.
And now we need a black superhero.
Adapt to Chadwick.
Chewie Tao's in the back, like, man, should have been your
time. I didn't even say the superhero. Don't matter.
Don't matter.
It's black. I'm in. All right, Black Panther, go.
If it's not black, who else could be? Anyway. What were we talking about? Well, I'll change
it
there.
That was it.
Okay.
No, what was the movie we were talking about?
That was Deadpool.
I think because it's R-rated and because
the expectation's been there. And you got to think about the new generation of kids that are out there. Yeah. There's a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, but if they are kids, though, the movie is rated R.
Yeah, they're still going to go. They're going to get it.
You're going to get it, but they're going to buy the tickets for other movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're not going to see
it. No, they're going to get it for the 8th. Watch. You're getting it, dude. When's it the last time they check a fucking ID in the movie theater?
I don't know, because I look like I'm of age to see my movies.
The only time, honestly, that they ever checked ID, I remember, is when Higher Learning came up.
Higher Learning, no, I remember since then. The Jackass movies, they definitely for sure.
Oh, yeah?
I remember opening weekend, they were checking IDs at the door.
What else was there?
Something else. But you're right, it's rare. Go for it, kids. Try it. A lot of kids listen to this show. Kids, just
sneak in.
Just buy the movie, just sneak in, just report back, let us know.
But this is what you do. You buy it on Fandango.
They don't even check. I buy myself senior tickets on Fandango all the time. Yeah. That's not true. No, I don't.
Good job, Chris.
I don't have
that. I buy child tickets.
Genius. No one believes you're a child. look at this 8-foot tall child.
Biggest child ever. You really think the special needs guy in the front of the booth is really checking? He's not. He's just ripping tickets.
Yeah, there are some dudes who you could be like, he's not checking.
Yeah.
He's not reading it.
And if he checks, he's going to make you buy a ticket and be like, come on, dude. Come on.
I paid $8 of the $9 you want me to pay. Let me in.
I'll give you $1. Here. Keep it quiet.
I'll give you the difference. Yeah. Just don't make me go back and get another ticket. That's too embarrassing. Yeah, I think that How to Be Single in America. What's the name of that movie? How to Be Single in 10 Days?
How to Be Single.
How to Be Single. That's going to be the number one movie because it's Valentine's Day weekend. Deadpool. I'm just saying. I'll be seeing Deadpool.
It's no 10 things I hate about you.
10 things I love about you, Pedro.
That's what it is?
That one of them is that you reference that movie.
Oh, that okay. I was like, did I say the movie title?
That was like the secret words, Pee Wee's Playhouse. They just put out a clip for the new Pee Wee movie.
Yep.
Directed by Judd Apatow. Looking forward to that. Drew.
February 19th.
February 19th.
Go. Race.
Which one?
The Jesse Owens biography piece.
Double.
When Jason Sudeikis trying to be
Yes.
Jason Sudeikis as Jesse Owens? That would be amazing.
I would have seen it if that was the case. But he's playing the serious role of
the white guy that helps the black
white
team.
Guy always has to help the black guy.
Yeah.
Find the inner strength.
Uh huh. Or be the person that helps break down the barriers.
Because obviously the black guy can't do it by himself. No. He's black.
Exactly.
He needs an inside white guy. Inside white guy help.
Oh, thank God for that inside white guy.
For inside white guys. Shout out to all our inside white guys helping us people of color get in. Because without them.
Did you just say you wanted to be inside white guys?
I said shout out to inside white guys.
Okay.
Do I want to be inside white guys? No, I don't.
I think that's pretty much that's what you said.
I did not say that. I'm pretty sure you're the one who said it. Now,
also coming out that weekend. Editing power.
I'll isolate that shit and play it on loop at the end of the show. What?
Shut in?
What's that? I don't know what shut in is.
It's starting on Naomi Watts.
A Naomi Watts movie. All right, sweet. Okay. Next. Next.
February 26th.
February 26th.
Seriously?
Seriously, dude.
Ben-Hur comes out?
Ben-Hur?
What?
Oh.
But at Timur, dude.
Yeah, Timur Bekmambetov is remaking Ben-Hur. The guy who did Wanted and Night Watch and Day Watch.
Oh, that's going to be nuts.
And American Lincoln. Lincoln.
American Lincoln and Vampire.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. So he's made good movies and he's made whack movies. He's doing a remake of Ben-Hur.
Yeah. Interesting.
But you know what? I also haven't heard anything about this movie lately.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I'd be surprised if it's coming out
at all.
That's the thing. February. Is there certain movies you don't need to, don't remake.
Exactly. Like one day someone's going to be like, I want to remake Goodfellas. And everyone's going to be like, you're stupid. He's like, I'm going to do it anyway. And then it's going to be shit.
Scarface is going to be remade.
Oh, that's happening no matter what. Mm-hmm. Scarface
was a remake.
Scarface was a remake. If the movie itself was a remake and then you want to remake it, I ain't going to talk shit about it. Okay. It's like with The Thing, the 1982 Thing itself is a remake. Okay. So when they did the 2011 movie, I went into it open. I was like, you know what?
Give it a shot.
Gave it a shot. And then I wanted to blow my brains out after.
I like
so bad.
Total Recall, the remake, a little
Get bit. Out of here, Pedro!
No? Are you serious?
Please. Sucks.
Leave right now.
Total Recall and RoboCop both came out around the same time. They both did the same thing.
I tried the RoboCop.
So I tried too. Genuinely,
and
I was like,
at one point, I don't care anymore.
Do you remember the scene where?
How about the whole time? I didn't care at all.
He didn't care the whole time. The one scene where they took apart the RoboCop, like his suit,
that was cool.
Just saw that was like a dude with like the lungs pumping. Yeah. And like I was like, oh, that's an amazing body visual. Horror. Like this is really cool. If the movie had way more stuff like this, I'd be on board. But then like they put them back together, and then there was nothing was ever said or spoken of it again.
So, there's some parts that just it's like,
Oh yeah, so bad. I feel that way about the Total Recall.
But I also overanalyze movies sometimes, like science fiction movies. Like, here's the part that always... Okay, so we're watching Star Wars, right?
Okay.
And this is the one part that just fucking I can't get over. There's a counter in the Death Star, in the new Death Star kind of thing, in the hangar. There's a counter. So I'm thinking...
You mean a counter like a...
Like a check-in counter kind of
thing. Like a hotel desk
and somebody, counter? Yeah, and I'm watching, it's like... Somebody did the blueprint for this and said, we need a counter
right there.
And somebody has to work. You're like, what is their job?
So who's sitting behind the counter?
And then, how do you get hired? Like, I start overanalyzing
the administrative aspects of the Death Star.
And somebody had to install those doors. Like, if those doors go bad, who did they call to fix it?
I do like the idea of thinking of the designers of these, like, super evil lairs. Like, in the James Bond movies, the old
ones.
You don't
go to Lowe's for that.
You hire a guy, like, listen, I need a 200-foot compound underneath a volcano. What do you have in the way of laser sharks? Because we need all of them.
Oh, laser sharks. Is they making a laser shark movie?
Is there a laser
shark? I don't know. Maybe.
Damn. Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Also, that weekend, The Witch comes out. Some stupid horror movie.
The Witch is Salem, New England, witch trial, time period type of horror film.
Okay.
It played a bunch of festivals in 2015 and got big buzz. People really, really liked this one. Said it's super intense and well done.
I could see getting because those people in Salem were fucking crazy.
Yeah, they were crazy. Well, they didn't know any better.
They were all tripping nuts on ergot.
They thought they
were hallucinating.
They thought a giant dude in the air was like judging everything they did and actually gave a shit.
Yeah. And all they did is, I hate this bitch. She's a witch. Burn
her. Burn her. Oh, but she says she's not a witch. Well, drown her if she lives and she's a witch.
Yeah.
They didn't know what they were doing. Actually, the other reviews for this are pretty good. So it may be... Is that the end of February?
Mm-hmm.
Might be the first horror film I see of 2016 will be The Witch. I'm not even that into horror films, so
I'll probably end up checking it out. And then Halle Berry Search for Her Kidnapped Son in Kidnap.
Halle Berry Search for Her Kidnapped Son?
In Kidnap.
Did we already see this movie?
Maybe.
Did we see the trailer for this and then they gave away 99% of the movie?
Is this the sequel for Losing Isaiah?
She got Isaiah back.
She got him back.
But then he got kidnapped. That's embarrassing. It's like, damn it, I took my eyes off him for 2 seconds. I have a feeling that I saw the trailer for this movie, and if you watch a trailer, it's like 95% of the movie is in the... I think it's that one.
Sweet.
Like, just watch a trailer, and then imagine the ending. You know how movies are. You've seen movies before.
Well, Halle Berry, it's another movie I will not go watch.
No offense to Halle Berry, because she listens. Shout out to Halle Berry. So that's the end of February?
Yep.
Well, then how does March start?
March, London Has Fallen on March 4th.
What's that? Something about... Is that another president thing that they kidnap?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, skip.
Exactly.
Disney's...
Can't believe it. Oh, man. So
Disney's Zootopia.
I just want to say real quick on the last one. I don't know why we're getting a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen when we should be getting a sequel to White House Down.
Seriously.
Okay, done. Okay.
Agreed.
Fine.
White House Down is with
Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Channing Tatum does his whole...
He plays John McClane.
Yeah, exactly.
Down to the white t-shirt that gets everything dirty. Gah! They had a chrome rocket launcher. Come on, that's the fun of the two movies.
Channing Tatum. Honestly, dude, I've been watching... every time I see 22 Jump Street on TV, I have to watch it.
It's so funny.
It's so good. Yeah. God damn it, he's so good.
Yeah, both of those movies, there's so many jokes in them.
Oh, it's
it's that Lord Miller team up, bro.
Lord Miller, they're great. And he's in The Hateful Eight.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep.
I gotta, okay.
He's definitely...
I've been meaning to go see that movie. I'll probably go Friday.
It's dope.
Disney's Zootopia.
Yes. Disney's Zootopia. I saw a trailer. I've seen a couple trailers. The latest one I saw... Yeah, where it's just a scene.
Yeah.
And I actually like trailers that do that, where like, we're just going to show you one scene. And they go to a DMV.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at DMV, they're also
run by sloths.
I'm in.
Like, you know what?
Looks good.
I get it. That's funny. And, I mean, it's Disney. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a pretty good record with the animated movies.
Yeah.
So definitely give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure it's racist in some ways.
It's Tomorrowland, so they can't fuck that up. It's a cartoon.
Tomorrowland, a cartoon?
No, no, no.
Oh, I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, they can fuck it up.
There's no. I mean, I don't know what cartoon Disney has ever like really fucked up, but whenever they.
Talks about that Home on the Range. Remember that one with Roseanne Barr? Was she in that? Wasn't she the voice of a cow?
That was a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That was their last. With hand drawn one, I think.
Oh, was it? I thought it was the black girl thing, or the last hand drawn one.
They brought the style back for that movie. Brought it back because it was Lilo and Stitch, and then Home of the Brave, and then they stopped doing it for a good while. And then yes, they brought Princess and the Pea, which I never saw that one. Yeah, but I mean, even I guess otherwise movies like Tangled, where they're okay.
All right,
right. So we'll see. Zootopia.
Also that weekend.
The
new Sacha Baron Cohen movie, The Brothers Grimsby.
Brothers Grimsby, directed by
Louis Leterrier.
Ooh, sounds French.
French action. Yeah, known for such comedies as The Incredible Hulk and Transporter 2, I think. Yep. Yeah,
Incredible Hulk is the one with
Ed Norton.
That's the good Hulk.
Of the two? Yes, yeah. Agreed. Okay. Absolutely. And he's a pretty good action director. Outside of action, I don't know. Like he did Now You See Me. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw it in a plane by force.
Perfect way to see it on an airplane when you're forced to.
When you're forced to. It's
like, and you're trapped in a chair.
And there's a sequel to that.
Yes, unfortunately, with Harry Potter. Can't wait to sit through that one. And also, they made a sequel and they didn't call it Now You Don't. Like, I don't know how you wrote it.
Yeah.
Just idiots. Idiots!
You have the sequel already written out for you.
You dummies. Sacha Baron Cohen and some dude, and they're like CIA.
It's Mark Strong.
Mark Strong is like a British agency guy, and his brother, Sacha Baron Cohen, is a soccer hooligan, and they have to team up for some sort of action hijinks. All right. So awesome.
And the new Terrence Malick movie, Knight of Cups.
Knight of Cups, one of those Terrence Malick movies I made like 2 years ago.
Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett, and Natalie Portman.
You know Terrence Malick movies, right, Pedro? It's like the Tree of Life, where it's like
exactly.
It's like people in fields, wheat fields, and there's like
staring
really soft,
off into sunsets.
A really soft voiceover narration and some classical music's playing, and then maybe something crazy happened for a second, and then I go back to people just walking around. Not interested?
No.
No, I'll be there.
I tried the Tree of Life shit a chance. It's like,
that's a divisive movie.
It's all right. I fell asleep during Tree of Life, like twice.
That's a divisive
movie.
But
I still watched it. Yeah. Kind of.
I like it.
I've seen, what's the other one with the boy, the one that won an Oscar?
Boyhood?
Boyhood.
That was actually surprisingly good.
A little more straightforward than Terrence Malick movies.
I'm hoping Mad Max wins the fucking Oscar. I'm like, tired of these baggy ass movies.
It's not going to, but
man,
Mad
be
Max
awesome.
Is the
that'd
best
be
movie. Knight of Cups will feature scenes of Christian Bale like walking around barefoot on the beach.
Yep.
Like looking out over the water.
For like 15 minutes straight.
Yeah, it'll happen.
And he won't say a word.
And there'll be voiceover though. And the voiceover would be like, what are you doing? Is God real? Stuff like that.
March 11th. Free State of Jones.
Free State of Jones. Matthew McConaughey, Civil War era drama.
Yep.
About he's a Confederate soldier who deserts.
I'm gonna free the black people!
Hooks up with a bunch of runaway slaves, and they all get together with a whole little community of deserters and runaways, and they build their own little community.
Is Kevin Hart in this movie?
Kevin Hart is not in this movie, I'm sorry.
No.
Matthew McConaughey is, though. Oh, and the guy from House of Cards.
All right.
What's that guy's name?
Which one?
The guy who played Remy.
Oh.
Who plays Remy?
He was in Ant-Man?
Yes.
That dude. I know who you're talking about.
Yes. That guy. I like that guy, actually.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Good. Also coming out.
And good for him getting to work with Matthew McConaughey. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Your favorite kind of movie, Chris. Christian Exploitation.
I love Christian Exploitation.
The Young Messiah.
The Young Messiah. What's a plot synopsis of this? I hope it involves either prayer,
Jesus
faith,
is 12.
Or Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yes, basically. It tells the story of Jesus Christ at the age 7 as he and his family depart Egypt and return home to Nazareth.
Nicely. Don Pedro.
Told from his childhood perspective, it follows young Jesus as he grows into his religious identity. And It stars Sean Bean, so I really hope he plays old Jesus and he gets nailed to the cross at the end.
Oh, wow.
Because somehow...
No, but it, that wouldn't work.
Sean Bean has to die, though.
But Jesus doesn't die. Jesus has to come back. So it wouldn't work.
Jesus doesn't die.
That's right. Sean Bean then.
Because Sean Bean has to die.
Because
he died at 33.
Yeah. Sean Bean has to die.
If he was even real, which he's not. And, if, you know, good on these people to think about the myth figure of Christ and to be like, what is the least interesting time of his life?
Oh, his childhood.
When he was a child doing nothing. Let's make a movie about that. Christ almighty. The age of seven.
He's learning his powers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like the first 20 minutes of Spider-Man. There better be a scene of him. Like,
the mother's doing like she's washing clothes in a brook. And he just accidentally turns it into one. He said, what the Jesus?
You stayed in my clothes, Jesus. I don't know why I made Mary a southern old woman. Jesus, you stayed in my clothes. I can't, Jesus,
why are you floating?
Jesus, get down from there.
Stop walking on water, boy.
You're going to hurt yourself. Come back over here and help your father.
Also that weekend.
Drew's waiting to see.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Another one.
Have you seen this trailer?
I saw the trailer. It looks interesting.
I like the reveal of Cloverfield at the very end. It's Cloverfield related.
I bit on the Cloverfield.
Yeah.
I liked the movie.
I like Cloverfield.
I liked it. The ending was kind of stupid, but I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in it. There's something about this movie that I like. I don't know what it is, but there's something I like.
The trailer.
And I liked like.
I like what the trailer is selling.
Yeah.
Which isn't much. It's three people, John Goodman amongst them.
But I think that's what's going to be disappointing for people.
That it's going to be so small? Because they see the word Cloverfield?
Because it's pretty much... I don't know if they're going to be expecting like high graphics or anything like that. Because I think it's a drama piece.
I think it's going to be a small, intense little movie. Yeah. It all takes place inside that bunker.
I should not have read the plot synopsis.
You read the plot synopsis? Did it give everything away?
It gives things away.
It's probably what I already know about it.
Okay, ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, let me see if I think I know what it is.
Waking up from a car accident.
I was about to say.
A young woman finds herself in the basement of a man who says he saved her life from a chemical attack and has left the outside uninhabitable.
Okay, now here's the thing about that plot synopsis. That's the plot synopsis for a movie called Valencia. Valencia is a movie that was being directed by this guy, Dan Trachtenberg. Mm-hmm. Dan Trachtenberg did a couple of short films, got a lot of people's attention, and he's been trying to parlay that into a feature film. This is his first one, yeah. Okay? Now, for a while, he's been making this movie, Valencia, with Bad Robot, which is J.J. Abrams' place. So what happened was they saw this movie, they saw this project, and somewhere along the way, you're like, you know what?
Let's change the name.
With a couple of tweaks to the story and what we're doing, this could be like within the Cloverfield universe, and we could make this a sequel.
How can we make this work, J.J.? We'll get John Goodman.
John Goodman makes everything work. So here's another thing that I read. A plan is... So that synopsis is the Valencia synopsis. Who knows how much of it has actually been retained for this whole chemical attack?
Well, he just said it was a chemical attack.
The plan is whoever it is, Universal or who does... Whoever Bad Robot's working with. I think it's Paramount. The Cloverfield name's going to become a brand. So Cloverfield won't just mean giant monster movie. It'll mean all sorts of science fiction, horror, and things like that. So there'll be a bunch of movies come out with the word Cloverfield in it in different ways, and that way you'll know it's like set in this kind of vein, but you're not necessarily going to get the same thing. Which I think is interesting. I think it's interesting. Now that my voice went up.
You try to ruin a little monster genre. Here we go.
So we'll see. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
What we got?
March 18th.
And also, real quick, real cool that no one even knew this movie existed until a week ago, and it comes out in 2 months.
Yeah.
So that's
that was pretty.
That's impressive.
That's impressive in this day and age.
That's what JJ excels at. Choose a second sip of that. What is that? Toasted coconut porter?
Is there?
Yeah.
That's coconut what?
Toasted coconut porter, orange blossom pilsner. Official beer of the show. If you want one, you can have one, but no, you're having a clean month. I'm sorry. Never mind.
March 18th.
You're having a cleansing month.
The Divergent series, Allegiant.
Oh, new Divergent.
Also that week...
Doesn't it sound like detergent?
Detergent.
Right, the detergent series?
If you look it on TV real quick. You like Detergent?
Detergent. Is this the Tide movie? Did they finally make the Tide movie? I've only seen, have you seen any of the Detergent movies? The Divergent movies?
Okay, no, no. Yeah, I've seen better Detergent movies.
I've seen
my
the
wife
first
likes
one.
It, the first one and yeah. stuff. It's just something about that chick annoys me. So I avoid movies that are
Shailene Woodley. Woodley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something about that chick annoys me.
Well, take that, Shailene.
Also, another Christian exploitation movie, Chris.
Christian exploitation.
Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah.
Oh, this is the kid. This is the kid that has cancer, like some brain tumor. And then they tell him he only got 2 weeks to live. So the parents put him in a treehouse, and he falls from the treehouse, and he's healed.
He's miraculously healed because Jennifer Garner prayed for it.
Yep.
And all the doctors are like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
But science can't solve this.
I believe this is the Lord that saved this. Amen.
Love that Christian exploitation. That's going to make a lot of money in comparison to its budget.
Yes. Oh, but it's not going to beat the Kirk Cameron firefighter movies.
Oh, Fireproof? Yes. That thing raked. But then he did that Saving Christmas movie and no one saw that.
That's why you got to stick with the firefighter.
You do got to stick with the firefighter. That's why you need two of those.
And
not related to each other.
Lust.
I need more crazy Kirk Cameron.
Everyone does, unfortunately.
Yeah. Last but certainly not least, Midnight Special.
Midnight Special, the new Jeff Nichols mm-hmm. with Michael Shannon,
correct.
Joel Edgerton.
Yes.
Jeff Nichols is a dude who's been making like his movies have been getting slightly bigger, but he makes really small little American, like usually set in the South or Midwest dramas.
Yeah.
Take Shelter is one with Michael Shannon.
Really good.
Where it's like he's building a storm shelter in his backyard, and at the same time, he's afraid that he might be developing some paranoid schizophrenia.
Until it starts raining oil.
But is that, did it really happen? Or ooh, that type of thing. Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
I haven't seen that one, but I hear that.
I still haven't seen it.
It's very good. It's a little long, but it's very good. I'm pretty sure it's still on Netflix. This is follow to all that stuff. And this one has, he's going sci-fi. It's his first like genre movie.
Isn't there a Nicolas Cage movie? I confuse it with Mud.
Joe?
Joe.
Okay. Joe is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's on Netflix for sure.
Okay.
In a sort of similar vein, though, in terms of low budget, like character driven, you know, just a tight little movie. Yeah. This one is all about Michael Shannon. Apparently, has a kid. I guess it's his son, but the kid's also some sort of alien because the government's trying to get the kid, and he's wearing goggles. But when he takes the goggles off, he shoots out like light, but not like
Cyclops.
Not like Cyclops, but like, but still like an intense light happens of some
like
sort.
Like a Care Bear, like power fucking rainbow.
Like the rainbow comes out, and except it doesn't seem so cool when he does it though. Things seem like chill when the Care Bears do it.
So it's a science fiction movie with Michael Shannon.
It's a science fiction chase film with Michael Shannon and Joel Edgerton.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, and
I'll give Michael Shannon a shot.
And this guy, this director, he's becoming one of these directors who, if I end up liking this, then I'm like on board for whatever he does next.
Okay.
He's that type of dude, so we'll see. And also has an awesome title, Midnight Special.
Mm-hmm. March 25th.
March 25th, who's that?
Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice.
The biggest March opening weekend of all time will be that one. Probably the first March movie ever make $100 million opening weekend, probably. At the least. Okay. And so, Pedro, what do you think? Are you into Batman, Superman?
It goes without saying. No matter if I'm not into the movie, I'll still go see the clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's going to be a clusterfuck, unfortunately.
I just want to see Samoan. I want to see Samoan Aquaman make the appearance.
That's going to be the shortest part of the movie. So don't get your hopes too high.
No. I just want to see Samoan Aquaman.
You know who's directing his movie? The Aquaman movie?
Uh-huh.
James Wan, the guy who did the two Conjuring movies and the last Fast and Furious movie. And the original Saw.
There's too many different genres there.
Is that crazy? He made his bread and butter doing horror.
But all of his movies are fucking batshit insane.
They're all insane. And most of them are horror, except for Fast and Furious, which is
just nuts.
Obviously just nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's doing Aquaman. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird that they're even doing the Aquaman
movie. Isn't it weird? They're all like, they saw what Marvel's doing. Like, what do we got? Aquaman? I don't know.
Let's do it. Wonder Woman. You know what I mean?
Wonder Woman is a World War I movie. The Wonder Woman movie they're making.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be a prequel to Batman Superman. It's going to be a sort of an origin movie.
Mm.
And that's how they're doing that one, apparently.
Okay.
They got ideas. Didn't say they're good ones. Batman vs. Superman. We'll be seeing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be good, but it's not going to be.
Nope.
It's too much.
Yeah.
There's too much involved.
There's so much going on. And even the trailer, they gave away like, oh shit, Doomsday's a bad guy. that brings them all together. But then now they're saying it's like, oh man, that still doesn't even tell you everything's going on. Like, there's even more after that.
Yeah.
And there's rumors about other villains. Oh my god.
What? There's rumors of what?
another bad guy. Another, like, iconic.
That's just what
Superman bad guy that hasn't been in the trailers.
Destro? Or,
I ain't even gonna say, because I don't even know how real it is. It's probably bullshit, but it could be real. Because they're throwing so many things into this movie, they could say.
But they made Deathstroke.
Oh, and they're including Brainiac.
But Deathstroke, isn't Deathstroke that big creature that Lex Luthor makes?
No, that's Doomsday. That's supposed to be Doomsday.
Okay.
It's supposed to be. But with that Zod DNA, I think.
Yeah.
And then that's how Lex Luthor becomes bald. Some sort of accident through all that shit, somehow. Or maybe Doomsday bites his hair off. I don't know.
Perhaps.
That'd be fun. Anyway, we'll see. End of March. And also, is it coming out that weekend?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Man, they're like, we're getting all the moms that are dropping off their kids.
Yeah.
They're going to drop off their kids with Batman v Superman.
Here's the crazy, but I'll go see that movie.
Will you?
The first one was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
But that lady, what's her name? Nadia
Vardalos.
Vardalos? You got the
name? She has nothing to do with that one, I think. With this one.
Yeah, she is. She wrote it. She stars in it. It's her baby.
Yeah.
Everything she's done since My Fat Greek Wedding has been Greek themed.
Her name is not on the director or stars or anywhere.
What are the stars? I guess they're listed in order.
John Stamos, John Corbett, Andrea Martin, Rita Wilson.
Damn, John Stamos is not the lead of that movie. It's funny that they will list them first.
The fuck is the plot of this movie?
Yeah, what's the plot?
After spending most of their time focusing on their troubled teenage daughter, Tula and Ian are facing marital problems while also having to deal with yet another Greek wedding, this time even bigger and fatter.
Oh, shit. Tula's the... What's her name?
It's Nia Vardalos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, she's in it.
So you'll go see it?
Yeah, I'll go see it.
All right, then
I'll give it a shot. Because the first one was so good.
We'll have you back on then so you can tell us the review. Yeah, and then we can skip it.
Opa!
Just don't break any plates in here, please.
And also, Tom Hiddleston is Hank Williams in I Saw the Light.
That's also coming out that weekend.
Where Hank Williams documentary?
Yeah.
All right.
Played by Loki.
Yeah, it's always great to have an Irish or an English guy play an American icon.
Having a skinny, dandy English fella play a rough and tumble Hank Williams. Hey, you know what, Pedro? That's called acting!
Yeah.
That's what it is. I did see a trailer for this in front of something, and the movie itself looks like a pretty... It looks like a music biopic. Like, we're hitting all the greatest hits of this guy, you know, like we've seen this before. That being said, though, Hiddleston looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He looked like he did a fine enough job. It's Hank Williams. Who cares besides
what story
diehard American Dallas Cowboy fans who hate English people?
Is there anything interesting about Hank Williams, really?
No.
Okay.
White people love him, though. True, don't you love him?
No.
What's next?
April 1st, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
What's the plot synopsis on this one?
A suburban couple becomes embroiled in an international espionage plot when they discover that their seemingly perfect new neighbors are government spies. John Hamm, Isla Fisher, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, God.
Oh, really? It's a
good luck, John Hamm, trying to crack that Hollywood.
He's a funny guy, though, and this is a comedy.
Yeah.
But then Zach Galifianakis is in it, whom I love, but whose movie output is spotty at best.
John Hamm.
Very spotty.
It was so uncomfortable. The Golden Globes.
Yeah.
That speech. When he was trying to be funny.
Didn't see his speech. Didn't see it.
He was trying to be funny and stuff like that. Mm. And it's just, oh, he ate such a dick.
I did see it. He did make one joke that, like, no one.
Nobody is like.
And it's a room full of drunk people, too. And he didn't make a single person.
Just nothing. It's like, good.
Not even a cough laugh.
Good, you handsome fuck. Eat a dick while trying to be funny.
He's pretty funny, though. I've heard him on a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, yeah, he's so funny, dude.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's pretty annoying. So, yeah, seeing him, I do have that kind of Schadenfreude gene in me where seeing someone fail a little bit, I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, fail. That's good. I'll probably see this. What else is coming out here? That's it for that weekend.
Okay.
All right.
April 8th, The Boss with Melissa McCarthy.
You're now obligatory Melissa McCarthy comedy.
Fat, fucking, agile, wreck of a mess.
She is strangely agile at times. I've seen the trailer for this a few times in front of some comedies. Like, in front of Daddy's Home, I saw the trailer. And she's a business tycoon, loses all her money. And then asks to, she helps like a Girl Scout troop build a cookie empire or a brownie empire or some sort of empire.
Sounds awful.
Pretty sure they gave away all the best jokes in the trailer.
There's only one Girl Scout movie I recognize in this. And this
down in Beverly Hills.
Troops.
Troop Beverly Hills. Troop Beverly. I was close. At the right city.
Shelley DeVal. Not Shelley DeVal. The other one.
Shelley Long.
That one.
Totally different Shelley. Whoa, you couldn't think of two different Shelleys. Two more different Shelleys. Seriously. Seriously, Google Shelley Long and Shelley Duvall and compare the two and then see who wins that Crestwood
battle. And see if there's another Shelley out there.
Another popular Shelley. Shelley Levine.
Who the fuck is that?
Jack Lemmon and Glenn Ross.
Oh, okay.
Shelley the Machine Levine. Drewcy Cogburn, where are we at?
Same weekend, April 8th, Money Monster.
April 8th?
Yep. Oh, that looks interesting. Julia Roberts, George Clooney, and a guy doing a Boston accent.
Who is that guy?
Jack O'Connell.
The guy from...
Unbreakable.
Yes, the Angelina Jolie movie. Not Unbreakable. Unbroken.
Unbroken.
Unbroken. Unbreakable. Unbroken's the sequel to Unbreakable. The prequel. And directed by Jodie Foster.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact. So.
Money Monster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also coming out that weekend, Gods of Egypt.
Yes.
That the trailer for this movie looks so absolutely insane. They're like giant, strange fighting gods of Egypt.
It's Pacific Rim, but for the Middle East.
But with people, yeah. Yeah. And Gerard Butler.
By white people.
Who are playing Middle Easterners.
Yeah. Let's get a Danish guy, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Let's get him to play an Egyptian.
And let's get the Australian guy to play another.
And the Scottish fellow.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Are you Scottish?
Yeah, he's Scottish.
I thought he was Australian.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
He's
Scottish?
Yeah, he's Scottish. Okay. He's like, Spartans, oi, get some haggis. I'm pretty sure that outline was that movie, right?
Right.
It's from the director of The Crow and Dark City.
So it could be very strange.
But he's also the director of I, Robot.
Which was awful.
And what else he's done since then? Knowing? That one's okay. Yeah. Did you ever see Knowing with Nicolas Cage? The crashing airplane? And he sees all the... No?
No. I've seen Nicolas Cage drunk movie. I think that was the last one I saw.
Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah. I gave Con Air a shot.
Con Air's a good
one. He got me on that one. Yeah, Gone in 60 Seconds. I passed. And then after that, he did the Ghost Rider movies, which really gave it a shot at home because there was nothing to do.
The second one?
I don't know which one, but it was so bad.
You probably saw the first one.
The first one. He had the wig.
Yes.
Oh.
The terrible wig.
Oh, so bad.
The second one is one where he's like, the kid asks him, like, what happens when you have to when you have to pee when you're the Ghost Rider? And then it cuts a shot of him, like, pissing fire.
Yeah.
It took it to that level, man. You know, they're like, this is a B character. Let's make a B movie out of it.
Yeah.
He's not an A-list type character. He's a fucking fiery skulled bike rider. He's a weirdo.
Agreed.
Where are we at, Drew?
We are still in April. Demolition comes out that weekend too.
Demolition, a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal where he's like, my life's falling apart, so let me tear apart my house with a sledgehammer.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, his wife dies or something like that. From the director of Wild and Dallas Buyers Club. That's what you need to know about that
one. Okay.
All right.
April 15th.
Uh-huh.
Taxes.
It's so weird to even say this, but John Favreau's The Jungle Book?
John Favreau's Disney's Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book.
Vince Vaughn's in it. Is he a voice?
Is he a voice of the bear?
I mean, Scarlett Johansson is.
Scarlett Johansson's a snake. Bill Murray is the bear, I think.
Robert Downey Jr. is fucking...
He's got to be someone, right?
Hang on.
Robert Downey Jr.
Idris Elba is Shere Khan. Uh-huh. Lupita Nyong'o's Raksha. Bill Murray's Baloo. Christopher Walken's King Louie.
There you go.
The monkey.
It's like, little jungle boy. What are you doing out here all alone?
Ben Kingsley is in it as well. No.
Ben Kingsley plays the kid. Mowgli.
Does he?
No.
The kid CG also.
He plays Bagheera.
No, he plays Mowgli. They're the kid CG. Right?
Yeah. The kid's the only real one, I think.
The kid is the only... Everything is computer generated, all the animals and everything.
They had to it's all CGI?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was real animals.
Yeah, yeah, because I want to see that tiny kid get mauled by a bear.
You know what? Things were better back in the day when PETA wasn't up movie studios' butts about not using animals.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want to say this movie, but go ahead.
Also coming out that weekend, Best Man Wedding.
Best Man Wedding. Oh, a sequel to The Best Man.
And all that other nonsense.
Yeah. Well, that was a popular movie.
Also, the next Barbershop movie comes. Barbershop : The Next Cut.
The Next Cut or The Final Cut?
The Next Cut.
The Next Cut. This is one where the barbershop teams up with Beauty Shop and they figure out how to stop violence in Chicago. Gun violence.
Mm-hmm. We got to work together, y'all.
Exactly.
Hey, at least it's a timely topic.
Murder
in the streets.
Amityville : The Awakening.
An Amityville movie? I'll believe that when I see it.
April 22nd. The Huntsman Winter's War.
That's weird.
That's the homewrecker.
Kirsten Stewart.
Yeah.
She's not in it.
She's not in it. Now it's Emily Blunt.
She was in the last one because last one was Snow White. This one is a prequel. Yeah. And it's just about the Huntsman.
Is that the deal the guy made with the wife saying if you direct another movie she can't be in it?
Who's the director?
Cedric Nicolas Troyer.
So no, it's a different director.
Oh shit, that guy got canned too. Huh?
Totally different director. I actually liked Snow White and the Huntsman. I thought it was all right. But the trailer for this one just looks like why did they? Jessica Chastain's in it. It's her first action movie.
Yeah.
So I'll see that. But it doesn't look.
Nope, doesn't look good at all.
And like you said, Emily Blunt's in it, right? That's pretty sweet because I like Emily Blunt. And Charlize Theron comes back as the
Imperosa.
That's Furiosa. Yeah. She plays Furiosa in this movie, and she looks amazing. She's like one arm kicking everyone's ass all by herself. Very intense.
April 29th.
Power to the people.
Eddie and the Eagle.
The dude from Kingsman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Learns how to ski jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Wolverine helps him learn how to ski jump.
Rat's training is going to show you how to ski.
Ratchet and Clank.
It's like cool running
for a lot of people. That they really make you a movie about that?
Yes. Stupid video game movie.
Yeah.
Does it have like actors and stuff attached to it? Does it even have a plot
synopsis? Sylvester Stallone.
All right, pass.
I don't believe this movie.
Yeah.
Another one that I'll literally believe it when I see it.
And there's some Kevin Spacey movie that's coming out.
Kevin Spacey?
With Christopher Walken. 9 Lives.
Oh man, I hope Kevin Spacey's doing a Christopher Walken impression the whole movie.
Oh, is this a movie about the fucking the cat food empire?
Doesn't have any sort of anything.
You do Purina. I do. I can't think of any other.
Cat Nine Lives.
Damn it.
Nine Lives.
Shit. Was there a plot synopsis? Did you say it already? No? Not even a plot synopsis? I don't even think that movie's happening either. I think half these movies are fake. What's next?
May 6th.
May, here we go. Summer movie season. Boom.
Let's go.
Captain America : Civil War.
Done. There. Day one.
Obviously. Everyone knows about this. Everyone listening to the show knows about that Captain America 3, which is really Avengers 2.75, it seems like. I think this is one where Ant-Man goes giant.
May 13th.
It was Giant Man. Because how is Ant-Man going to be cool when he's standing next to Thor? Gotta be Giant Man.
Yeah.
I just don't think Ant-Man is I still haven't seen that movie yet.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Michael Pena kills it.
Yeah.
He's great. FYI.
May 13th.
May 13th. Very next week.
Snowden
getting crushed by Civil War. I almost said Ant-Man. Getting crushed by the second week of Captain America Civil War.
Snowden.
That's
Benedict Cumberbatch?
No.
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt is Edward Snowden and directed by Oliver Stone. So.
Oh, okay.
And Nicolas Cage is in it, too.
And the Cage is in it. Hopefully, you're good. Doing that thing where he's crazy and moving his arms around the lot.
And also that weekend, Friday the 13th remake.
Another one that, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, man.
Are they rebooting it?
From what I've read, yes, they're doing another reboot.
Okay.
Because they rebooted it once, and now they're doing it again.
Now it's going to be awful. May 20th.
But they're all awful. Single Friday the 13th movie is good, except for maybe Jason X. Mm. Because it's just over the top. It's in outer space. David Cronenberg is in it.
Yeah, and he beats one girl.
One person in a sleeping bag
the
and another person.
The best thing about the Jason movies is how he kills people. Other than that,
you could watch a YouTube video of all the kills strung together.
Yeah. Oh, dude, when he grabs a bitch by the fucking sleeping bag and hits her across the fucking tree line? Yeah. That's the funniest way. so great.
That's all he does.
Oh my god, I just can't stop laughing.
He bludgeons and hacks people.
Dude, he fucking yo, it's a great, like, he cracks her spine over this huge redwood tree. Oh, all right, what's next?
May 20th.
Yeah, just YouTube that.
The Angry Birds movie.
I'm in.
Kids are gonna fucking want to see it. Jason Sudeikis is the main Angry Bird.
I'll give you a shot.
Dan McBride. Someone.
I won't
so
buy you as
bones.
A fucking the great white guy that helps the black guy, but as a little red bird, I'm in.
Yes, because we don't understand the races amongst the birds, so we don't know which bird
they do hate
against.
The pigs.
Fuck
apparently.
Those pigs. Yeah. I'm totally with them. Fuck the pigs.
Also that weekend,
the pigs.
Neighbors 2. Sorority Rising.
Neighbors 2, a sorority house moves in next door to Seth Rogen and them. And so he has to recruit Zac Efron from the fraternity to help him get back at the sorority. And hilarity theoretically
Can't wait.
Ensues.
I don't think so. Also that weekend,
Ghostbusters 2, all females.
I'm down.
What? Is it?
No.
No.
Okay.
Also that weekend, the new Shane Black movie, The Nice Guys.
Just saw a trailer for that.
Yep.
Yeah, Nice Guys. I like Shane Black, man. Shane Black. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I just want to see how it's going to be related to Christmas.
There better be a Christmas scene there. Everything he writes has Christmas in it. From Lethal Weapon all the way up to Iron Man 3, there's Christmas in it. He hasn't directed movies since, Iron Man 3 and then Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's only directed two other movies.
There's no Christmas in Iron Man 3.
Yes,
there
is. There's Christmas trees
all
over
the
place.
That's right. You're right.
He was like, I gotta get this in somehow, guys. But in the trailer for this one, I don't see a single Christmas tree anywhere. I'll be so disappointed.
We'll see.
If there's no Christmas.
May 27th.
Yeah, Christmas and a long kiss goodnight.
May 27th. X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men colon Apocalypse.
Oh, it's my wife's birthday, too. So that fucking coincides.
There you go. The apocalypse of everything.
Apocalypse. Yeah.
And
Oscar Isaac,
yeah. And also that week, Alice Through the Looking Glass by Disney.
Is that the same week as X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of money that they're vying for. Because that first Alice in Wonderland made $1 billion at the box office. Yes. Which is why they're making this one.
Remember when they made the sequel to The Wizard of Oz?
Return to Oz?
Yeah.
I don't remember when it came out, but I have seen it though.
Okay, type same as shit.
You think so? That level?
Yeah.
Because Return to Oz
fucking,
is insane.
Johnny Depp's playing the fucking
horse.
Yeah.
What's he playing? The cat?
The Mad Hatter.
I don't know.
Mad Hatter. Yeah. Okay.
And who just died?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman's a voice. He's the voice of the Cheshire Cat.
Okay.
Yeah. So his estate's gonna get a couple of bucks off of that performance.
June 3rd.
Now we're in June. Here we go. June.
There you go.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, : Out of the Shadows.
Out of the Shadows. I just want to see me some Krang and some Technodrome and some weirdness.
So do I.
I want to see some Dimension
X. I haven't seen
weirdness.
The first one, but...
it's awful.
Skip the first one.
This one was pretty funny, a trailer, so when I saw it.
You know what? It's a different director, too. It's a guy... The first one was directed by the guy that did the goddamn Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Jessica Biel. And Battle Los Angeles, that alien movie. Remember that?
So bad.
This one is directed by a guy who's only done one movie, but it was that Earth to Echo movie, which was like a E.T. ripoff that was okay. But it's still better than...
Wally part...
Yeah. It's like Wally on Earth. But it's still better than the other guy's movies and all his shit. So, better chance it'll be good. Like I said, I want to see some Krang. I want to see some match next. Drew, what's next?
June 10th. James Wan's The Conjuring Dose.
The Conjuring made a shit ton of money, so of course The Conjuring 2 is going to get me.
Also that weekend, Now You See Me 2.
Another sequel to a terrible, inexplicably popular movie.
And the Warcraft movie that should have come out like a decade ago.
Oh, no, I'm giving this one...
You're giving it a shot?
I'm giving it a shot, because that's the guy
from
Vikings.
But the orcs are minorities.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it has the guy from Vikings in it.
Someone's got to be a minority, Drew. It's directed by the son of David Bowie, who also just died.
Yep.
Zoe Bowie, Duncan Jones, who did Moon with Sam Rockwell and Source Code.
That's what I'm saying.
Another great movie.
It's got a chance to be good.
It gives it a chance.
It's got a chance.
It's a video and game. It's a video game movie. Remember, it's a video game movie.
So the odds are not in our favor.
Okay.
It's a video game movie.
Never tell me the odds.
June 17th, Finding Dory.
Okay.
Sure, because, again, the first one made so much money, they were bound to come up with an idea for a sequel. I'll see. It's Pixar.
But they waited their time.
I guess so. That there is a sweet spot there.
And Central Intelligence with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
That looks interesting.
With Dwayne Johnson playing, like, the over-the-top comedy role that you expect, like, a Kevin Hart to play.
And Kevin Hart playing.
He's good in that stuff, because...
I like him.
What's the other guys with Farrell?
The part with him and Sam
him
Jackson?
And Sam, dude, I really wanted to watch those guys
that,
more.
Like, that should have been its own movie.
That should have been its own spinoff.
They're like, when they're standing on the roof, like, aim for the bushes. Like, yeah. And then they jump. And there are no fucking bushes. The guys are insane. Yeah, that was good stuff.
And then June 24th, Independence Day : Resurgence. Oh.
Which, I'm telling you, that trailer is remarkably good. Like, yeah. It's good marketing. I'm not saying the movie's going to be good, but I'm saying that's a solid trailer. They found a way to sell this movie and actually make it feel like it's gravitas and it's important, as opposed to, I can't believe they're revisiting this fucking thing 20 years later. It actually seems like, oh, maybe this could be good.
Son David!
Yeah. Is Judd Hirsch coming back for this
part? Yes, he's in it.
But he better be. At least laying in the bed somewhere.
My son David, he's the one that helped you.
He's the smart one. And Jeff Goldblum's like, ah, yes, the aliens. Yes.
Now we're on to July.
July, here we go. Now it's getting hot.
The BFG.
Spielberg's the BFG. We're all Dallas BFG, the Big Friendly
what
Giant.
Is that?
The Big Friendly Giant. It's a movie about a... Well, the story is there's a big ugly ogre, and some English kid finds the ogre one night, but finds out that the ogre, despite being ugly looking, is actually quite friendly, and this giant has actually been banished from the other giants for being too friendly, and then hilarity theoretically ensues, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a Spielberg movie.
The Purge 3.
Okay.
I'll see it. I like The Purge 2. Purge 1 sucked, but I'll see a third Purge, because fuck it, they're just Purge movies.
And The Legend of Tarzan.
That looks like, I don't know. I don't know.
It looks like Samuel L. Jackson and Christoph Waltz.
I'll give it a shot. You know why?
Samuel Jackson and Christoph Waltz?
Yes.
and the guy, the blonde guy from...
Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah, well, he's Tarzan.
Yeah.
You know what? If they were going to cast a Tarzan, they probably found a good one.
They also cast a good Jane as well.
Who's a Jane?
Margot Robbie.
I like Margot Robbie. Who's the director?
David Yates,
the English fellow who did the last three or four Harry Potter movies. So this is his follow-up.
Okay.
This is interesting. Also, he has a Harry Potter spin-off movie coming out this year. David Yates has two blockbusters coming out this year. Where does he find the time? What's next?
July 8th, The Secret Life of Pets.
I actually think that looks funny. Shoot.
Yeah.
I think the trailers I've seen, I keep finding myself like, I'm laughing at this stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Maybe because I love puppies and kittens so much. Because I do.
July 15th. Ghostbusters.
Here we go. There's your Ghostbusters. July 15th.
There's no trailers out yet.
There's
right?
There's no plot.
No plot, no trailers. They just put out the some still photos like for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we'll see some trailers really soon here.
Also The Lake.
I don't know The Lake.
J.K. Simmons. That's all I know.
Oh, you're joking?
July 22nd.
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, he's in it.
You joking?
No. I'm not joking.
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
Pedro's just shaking his head. Moving on.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Moving on.
He got the fucking... I get he was good in that drummer movie.
Whiplash, yeah. Yeah. He's also good in those State Farm commercials where it's like, this is what happens when your car...
But that whole Whiplash thing came out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
It did explode. And it helped explode his career for sure. But he's been doing solid work since before. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, but
as
the lead in this movie, I just don't see.
Oh, yeah, he's never been like a lead type guy. And he never will be. Remember that, Simmons. Remember that. All right, Drew.
Where are we at?
July 22nd.
Uh-huh.
Star Trek Beyond.
Sure, next Star Trek, directed by Justin Lin, the guy who did Fast and Furious 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Written by...
Simon Pegg co-wrote it. Yeah, he's one of the co-writers on it, so we'll see.
Also,
that one goes.
So remember that crazy ass Ice Age thing that we saw where...
Yeah, the short film in front of the Peanuts movie.
Yeah, they turned into a full-fledged thing. It's Ice Age : Collision Course.
Collision Course? Oh, Drew's got a super boner.
No.
Drew's got a super painful boner.
Leg cramp.
Drew's cramping.
Oh, that's the Ice Age Collision Course. That's the curse.
the Ice Age curse.
It's the Ice Age curse.
That means that every time you see a trailer for that movie, you are destined to be in immense pain.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. People sit up.
Oh, no. That looks like it hurts.
You got to stand. You got to pound it out. You got to stand. Stand and pound
needles.
It out.
Needles.
Stand and pound it out. Stamp it. Stamp the foot.
All right. Also coming out that weekend, Guy Ritchie's Knights of the Round Table, King Arthur.
Too bad this isn't a video podcast. That's very funny. See people watch this.
Right.
A King Arthur movie? That ain't happening. Actually, I think it's Guy Ritchie's King Arthur movie.
Listen, Richard Gere did a King Arthur movie.
The first night. Yeah, and then you can see like telephone poles in the background.
Nobody gives power a lines. Shit.
No one does give a shit. And I actually did think I read something about this being delayed. Maybe that's the date they got related to. Maybe later. I don't know.
July 29th. Untitled Matt Damon / Bourne sequel.
Okay, so the next Bourne movie doesn't have a title yet, but it's coming out for sure. They're filming it. Actually, it should be done filming by now. Paul Greengrass did the second and third Bourne movies. He came back. And it was the type of thing where Matt Damon was only like, I'll come back if the director comes back. And the director was like, I'll come back if Matt Damon comes back. And then for years, neither of them were like,
yeah,
we're interested. Now all of a sudden,
well, I'm in Mars like, right now, so you gotta wait.
Yeah. He's like, well, no. He's like, man, I'm ready to make some money. So he's, that's what they're gonna use to make some of that money. So that Bourne money, I feel sorry for Jeremy Renner. He had that Bourne legacy. They were doing a whole shoot-off thing with him. Didn't make enough money. He's like, you know, we'll just throw the money that Matt Damon and have him come back. You can go back to being Hawkeye. No one cares about Hawkeye.
August 5th. Suicide Squad.
That's in that Guardians of the Galaxy time slot, too. That first weekend of August.
Oh, it comes out? Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I'm saying Guardians of the Galaxy came out the first weekend of August in 2014. And they put Suicide Squad.
What the
Squad.
Fuck are you talking about? The shit movie.
That's a 2017, I think.
Guardians
Volume 2. Suicide Squad looks alright though. Looks like it could be a fun take on the superhero movie because it's all villains and it's crazy villains and stuff.
Again, another movie with a lot of people. It's just destined to be a clusterfuck.
And Batman's in it too. He's even in the trailer.
August 12th. Disney's Pete's Dragon.
Summer's winding down.
Okay, here's the thing.
We got a Pete's Dragon hot take. Here we go.
Pete's Dragon, one of my favorite movies I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't wait for these people to rape the shit out of this movie.
You think it's going to be a full-on raping?
It's going to be. It's because it's the time back then, dude. You know what I mean? There was an orphan.
Yeah.
Mean step-parents and stuff like that. They beat the shit out of the kid.
That's true.
You can't recreate that.
So it's going to be watered down.
Yeah. It's going to be Bad News Bears.
Oh, yeah. When they redid that.
When they redid it, there was no need for that.
It's like, you know what? All the cool things that made Bad News Bears cool, all the drinking, the smoking, and the cursing, and the fighting. We're getting rid of all that. They're just
I'm surrounded by spics, niggas! Jew!
We can't do that. We can't do that anymore. No. That's
the best.
That's 2015.
Tanner was the motherfucker.
That was
Have you watched that movie, The Bad News Bears? He smacks the shit out of the girl.
Yeah, that's all those movies. The one where you go to Japan, everything they do in all those movies is fucked up.
Yeah,
and then the new one is solely PG-13.
Garbage.
We're in the middle of August. That's August 12th.
Yeah. Okay. Peach here Dragon. We go. September. Hurricane season.
August 19th.
August 19th. Okay.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Some sort of animated.
Yeah. Movie, I think. And then August 26th, Mechanic Resurrection. Jason Statham.
They made a sequel to that Mechanic movie.
Yeah.
The remake.
Who's the guy
of
that wanted this?
Yeah, who's the one guy? Exactly.
Who's the one guy?
Because that movie, that Mechanic remake, made no money. And it sucked too, by the way.
And I was hoping the other guy.
Ben Foster.
I like him a lot.
He's intense.
I don't know why the fuck he can't.
There must be something like personal about him. Like he must put people off to not want to work with him.
Because I liked him in Alpha Dog.
I liked him in 310 to Yuma.
310 to Yuma, he was great.
So intense. Even in 30 Days of Night, where he's like in a cage, I think the entire movie, he's locked up. He's still like looking all intense and crazy. I'm like, this guy looks like he's going to kill someone for real.
I just don't know why that guy hasn't like blown up.
I feel the same way. I had this alternate dimension thing. In another world, another dimension where Sam Rockwell is the biggest movie star in the fucking world.
Yeah.
That guy, Ben Foster, is probably also a pretty big deal. So he's probably like the Brad Pitt to his George Clooney. So what else is going
to happen? September 2nd, Patient Zero, some horror movie.
Sounds horrible.
September 9th, Lights Out, another horror movie.
Okay, we're getting to the end of the year now. This is where I'm telling you we're going to be wrapping up quick.
September 16th, When the Bow Breaks, with nobody that anybody cares about.
Bow, B-O-U-G-H?
Yes.
That's going to get
the new.
I'll take one for When the Bow Breaks.
September 23rd. The new Gore Verbinski movie, A Cure for Wellness.
It's a Gore Verbinski movie. Do we got a plot for that?
The plot is currently unknown.
Do we have actors?
Jason Isaacs, Dane DeHaan, Celia Imrie, Suzanne Woods.
Oh, so this is being played straight at Danzig.
Sounds like it so far. Well, it's a Gore Verbinski, though. That guy only makes mainstream movies.
also Storks. Some animated movie about Storks.
Oh, yeah, where babies come from.
Does it say it was a DreamWorks, Disney?
I think it's DreamWorks, no?
Yeah, what it say in the poster? Is there a poster there?
Does it... Hang on.
Sony Illumination Studios?
Pixar. From the studio delivered the Lego movie.
Who did the Lego?
That's all it says.
That's like Warner Brothers, I think. We got the poster right there, and I don't see no logos.
Warner Brothers.
So Warner Brothers Animation. Yep. Oh, Warner Brothers. Yeah, they have a long history of animation. But like Looney Tunes and shit.
September 30th, Deepwater Horizon.
Deepwater Horizon. Movie about the Deepwater Horizon, the oil spill shit. Peter Berg movie, I think.
With Mackie Mack.
With Mackie Mack? Mackie Mack's like, guys, have you heard about the fucking oil?
No,
the
no,
oil's
no.
fucking spilling into the oil all
years ago. He's not just place. Guys. He's like, hey, Kurt Russell.
Hey, Kurt Russell, you hear about the fucking oil in the goddamn Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
It's fucking spent a lot of goddamn things, man. We gotta fucking stop it.
October 7th.
That's a good Marky Wahlberg. That's a very good Marky Wahlberg.
It's a high pitch mark. Yeah.
October 7th, The Accountant.
Ben
Affleck.
A Ben Affleck movie called The Accountant. They're like...
A forensic accountant.
How can we make this movie make as little money as possible?
Yep. Also...
Oh, you're saying a forensic accountant does what?
A forensic accountant uncooks the books for illicit clients.
That sounds horrible.
Monster High comes out that weekend.
Monster High?
Okay, that's...
Animated, maybe?
Yeah,
animation. Musical, says.
Oh, well...
Yeah, it's probably... Okay. I think the cartoon, the girls have it, and...
Oh, is it based on something that's, like, popular already?
Yeah, it's like Frankenstein, but her name is Frankie, and she... Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Whatever. No, so it's for the kids.
So speaking of your boy Ben Foster.
My boy Ben.
Ben Foster.
He's going to be in something?
October 14th. The new Ron Howard movie, Inferno, with Tom Hanks.
Ooh. Oh. That's the new... it's the third in the Vinci Code series movies. The Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and now this.
Okay.
He's playing that weird, long-haired librarian character.
Lame.
Yeah.
That was
pretty lame. For a second, they had me interested in Ron Howard, Tom Hanks, and Ben Foster. I was like, here we go. But now it turns out.
The new Kevin Hart documentary, Kevin Hart, What Now?
Is it a documentary or a stand-up?
Stand-up.
Yeah, okay.
Guess.
Yeah, because he holds the record for highest grossing stand-up film right now. The one he came out with a few years ago made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, until Eddie Murphy decides to put one out and then it's over.
Except he'll never decide to put one out because he's fucking Eddie Murphy.
And then some strange movie called A Monster Calls with the Liam Neesons.
The Liam Neesons
and the Toby Kebbles
is the voice of some sort of like
tree
monster.
Okay.
And some kid is like, my parents or something. He's like, I'll protect you. I'm a tree monster.
October 21st.
That's what I've gleaned from.
Oh, it's coming on my birthday.
The new Tom Cruise movie, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
The new Jack Reacher. Did you like the first Jack Reacher?
I didn't even see
it. Werner Herzog's a bad guy.
Werner Herzog's a bad guy. And he has like six fingers. And he has a story about how he's like, he chewed through his fingers to get out of a Siberian prison camp.
So he had seven fingers?
Something like that. He's missing fingers that he had to chew off himself.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's definitely worth it. And then he makes some other guy. It's like, either I kill you here or you chew off your own finger. And the guy had to make a decision.
Also that weekend, Ouija 2.
Because that first Ouija actually made money.
And Underworld 5.
Because the first four Underworlds all made money.
Oh my Kate Beckinsale's back.
Well, she was back for the last one.
Was she?
Yeah, she skipped down.
Did she ever leave?
Yeah, she skipped down the third one.
November 4th.
And the equally hot Rona Mitra subbed in. I've only seen the first Underworld movie. We're in November?
Yes.
Let's fly through this.
November 4th.
This is the end right here.
Yes.
It's almost Doctor right. Strange.
Doctor Strange. I'm actually looking forward to that the most, maybe, of any comic book movie this year. Just because it's going to be so weird. It's Doctor Strange, man. Astral projections and like magic and shit. It's going to be bizarre, man. If it's not bizarre, I'm going to be disappointed.
I don't know anything about that superhero. So
I know very little myself either. What we got? Oh, yeah. See, these last movies are like...
Okay, November 18th.
Okay.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
The Harry Potter spin-off story.
Yep, David Yates.
That's the second of two David Yates movies coming out this year, which is fucking crazy.
Where
does he get the time, man? Where does he get the time? Looking through the list, getting to the end of November. Yeah, they don't have much on the books for the end of the year right now.
December 9th.
Okay.
Let It Snow.
Okay.
Christmas Eve
sequel
movie.
For Frozen.
December 16th.
Catching on that quick.
There you go.
Rogue One: A Star Wars Story.
Oh, okay. All right.
The the first of many Star Wars anthology movies, which is, it's not part of 7, 8, and 9 timeline, but instead they're doing all these little
sidequels. It's the ending of Return of the Jedi.
I'll tell you what.
No, it's the... Is it Return of the Jedi where they reference, like, they stole the plans for the Death Star?
Yeah, this is... Rebels set out on a mission to steal the plans for the Death Star.
Yeah, and they're like, many Bontans died to get this information.
But it's starring Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen, yeah, that's cool.
And your boy Ben Mendelsohn.
The Mendelsohn's in
it? The Mendelsohn! Got himself into a Star Wars movie.
You know Ben Mendelsohn. If you've seen his face, like, that fucking guy. Remember the movie with, did you see The Place Beyond the Pines?
No, but I have it on my DVR. I think my DVR even deleted it. I had it for so long because you told me.
Yeah, it's good.
It's such a good movie. Character-driven movie.
What else was Mendelsohn in that's popular? The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the board member that's like all about kicking out Bruce Wayne. He's working for Bane. And then,
oh, okay.
And then Bane's like, do you feel in charge? And he does that thing. That guy. Anyway, I love that guy.
Let's see here. Also, that weekend, Chicken Soup for the Soul, the movie.
Can't wait. You know what? Fuck Star Wars. I won't be seeing that.
December 23rd, Passengers.
Some sort of sci-fi movie with J-Law, Chris Pratt.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Laurie Fish.
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen. And who's it directed by?
Martin Tildum.
The guy who did The Imitation Game that was just out. And what was the movie he did before that was actually better than that? I think it's the guy who did Headhunters. Remember that Headhunters movie?
Really good movie.
Have you seen this movie? It's Norwegian, I think, or Swedish. It's a Scandinavian movie. It's a thriller on Netflix called Headhunters with Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones. That movie is tight, Pedro.
Is it? What is it about?
It's about a dude who's he's a businessman, but he's also an art thief, and he's also a con man. And then he runs into another guy who's also like
a murderer.
He's a murderer. Like, but he's like, I'm going to try to con this guy. But this guy ends up being some sort of murderer. And then it's just a crazy, twisty, turny plot of like revenge and betrayal and shit. It's fucking good. Headhunters. Remember it.
Headhunters. Also coming out that weekend, the Assassin's Creed movie.
The Assassin's Creed movie?
Video game movie.
If Warcraft and Assassin's Creed, if neither of those movies are good,
then
there's officially no hope for video game movies.
Because this one's got Michael Fassbender and fucking Brendan Gleeson.
This is Ratchet,
Jeremy Irons.
So we got three video game movies. Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
Assassin's Creed.
And Warcraft.
And Warcraft.
Okay. And this one, Michael Fassbender is like one of the main producers, and he brought in a director that he just did Macbeth with. And he got Marion Cotillard, like he got amazing actors.
Brendan Gleeson, Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, dude, so.
Also that weekend.
If it sucks, there's no hope.
Tim Burton's Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiars.
For Peculiars? It sounded like you just died in the middle of that sentence.
Sorry. And the Jumanji remake.
The Jumanji remake.
A Jumanji remake.
That's, I don't know. That's another one I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. Any of those movies jump out at you guys? Any one specific one that you're like, I'm definitely being seen that one. You're definitely seeing what was one I've seen. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Yeah, I'm definitely in
Assassin's. I'm definitely going to see the Assassin's Creed movie.
For sure.
The Star Wars movie.
I'm all in on that Midnight Special.
Midnight Special, definitely.
Yeah, it looks interesting. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. There's some interesting looking movies this year. But I got to say, overall, on that scan, it seems like it's going to be kind of a weak year.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of a rough year for movies. We're going to have to make the best of it.
Watch out of nowhere. We'll get some strange little Christopher Nolan movie that nobody knew he was
No
making.
One expected that.
Christian Bale comes back.
That would be amazing. Hey, you know what, Pedro? Thank you for coming on and doing our bonus episode.
Thank you for having me, man.
And because you've done a couple bonus episodes now in a row, and, you know, we don't normally have a guest. You're our only guest we've had on bonus episodes.
The bonus?
You're the bonus guest.
Bonus guest.
So what we're doing is you're getting that swag bag, dude. We got three swag bags over here. You still got to go home with one.
More French porn.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go with the brown bag.
Did you get some weird porn last summer?
Yeah, it was some French movie.
Oh, God.
The Muse.
The Muse. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Well, let's see what you get in this week's bag.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens plates.
Get some sweet Star Wars plates.
Got the Kylo Ren ones. I can throw them around.
A Courage Bandit.
Okay. Bandit. It's a wristband that says Courage on it.
Crespo Diso. What do you call it?
Movie facts?
Again.
Bootleg?
Bootleg collection. Rocky 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, no 5.
No 5.
Doesn't exist.
A Transformers... The Transformers Robots in Disguise. It's a series 3, and it's a random toy. Don't know what it is. You gotta open it to find out.
You gotta open it
to
find out, but don't open it yet, though.
And you have a 3-pack of Driven by Refresh hand grenade car air fresheners.
Oh, shit.
Grenade car, of course.
And some stickers.
So, Pedro, all these can be yours. You can open that if you want to, or we put the bag away, and you take what Drew Cochran has in the box
box. What's in the box?
You can take home all that stuff. You know what's in the bag, or you can take home what's in the box.
Okay. I really like that Transformer thing.
Yeah, it's a mystery, right?
Yes, that's the one thing that's...
It's pulling
last
me towards
the
bag. Last
time I went for the box, I got that French porn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who knows, maybe this time it'll be Russian porn.
I know, I just don't want to run the risk. Can I keep the bag and see what's in the box?
A lot of people ask that.
You got to talk to Chris about that.
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. I don't know. We could discuss that off air.
Oh, really? Oh. Can I shake the box?
No.
I can't touch the box.
No, you can look at the box as Drew
holds
it.
Damn it, dude. There's a big box, but there's always something.
It's only so
big. I made my mistake the last time.
You sticking with the bag?
I'm going with the bag.
You sticking with the bag? That's perfectly fine. Pedro, thank you, sir.
For real, I can't. Come on, what's
the box? No, you cannot. You cannot see. Drew's looking, but you cannot see.
Son of a bitches.
Drew Cochran, thank you very much.
Oh, he's playing. What are you playing with?
You're very welcome, sir.
Pedro, thank you, sir.
What's in that box?
No, he's putting the box away. And we'll be back. We'll be back with another episode soon. How soon? I guess you'll find out. Remember to support R-rated movies. Break up the big banks. Feel the burn, and be excellent to each other. We are out of here, guys. Thank you.
Feel the burn.